Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I'd like to thank you for tuning into Blog Talk Radio. We are the Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday. I'm hearing an echo from someone. I think that might be New Jersey. Okay. As we move forward, we'd like to thank you for tuning in for the Blog Talk Radio. We are the Beginnings Ministry. We're here on Zoom as well. For those of you who would like to participate on the Zoom, the Zoom number, Dr. Suzanne, could you give the Zoom number, please?
Sure. Just a minute. All right. You can join us by telephone using the Zoom telephone number 309-205-3325, and then you'll be prompted to enter the passcode of 505-563. Our Zoom meeting ID is 505-563-6808, and you'll find us on Blog Talk Radio. Enter "We Can Begin Again," and you'll see this message along with many others in our archive.
Amen. Thank you so much. As we move forward, we're going to have a prayer from Dr. Suzanne, and we'd also like to inform you that you can go into Blog Talk Radio and pull up this message to hear it again. You go into Blog Talk Radio, then type in "We Can Begin Again," and you can also. My wife is the technologist, you know, when it comes to the archives for Zoom. So she will give that to you later if you'd like to pull up this message later on and hear it on the Zoom. Both are being recorded. This evening we're moving over to North Carolina where we're with Pastor Donita Arnold. I want to say that the last time that she was on, maybe about...
Recording in progress.
I want to say that the last time that she was on was about 2 years ago, I want to say, maybe. But we'd like to welcome her back again on Blog Talk Radio and Zoom. Also, we would like to inform you that we are moving forward, doing a new thing. We're moving toward the Zoom. And if you have that number for Zoom, we'd like for you to make sure that you mark it in because pretty soon this is what we're going to be moving over to. So, you know, keep us in prayer as we go through the challenge of trying to get everything in order. Amen. Okay, we're going to have prayer. The next voice that you hear will be none other than Pastor Donita Arnold out of North Carolina.
God, we praise your name, dear Lord, and we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for this time of reflection, time of learning and searching your word, Father God, a time of sharing, time for prayer. We thank you, Lord, for this time to set aside just to focus on you, dear Lord. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, for the day that you've given us. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us home or to our places where we can settle down and participate in this Bible study. We thank you, Lord, for our Pastor Arnold, Father God, who has so graciously consented to join us this evening, Father God, and we look forward to hearing the word that you have, that you should be given, Father God. The word from you that should be given, that will be given this evening. We thank you for that, dear Lord. Now, Father God, as we settle down, we ask you, Lord, to allow the Holy Spirit to fill each and every room, that there'll be a spirit of peace over all those that all of the homes and those folks that are listening wherever they are, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you will give them a spirit of peace. Father God, that they could settle themselves down and be ready to receive, be ready to listen. I thank you, Lord, that you would open their spiritual ears and eyes, Father God, to see and to receive, to open their hearts, dear Lord, to see and to receive. In Jesus' sweet and holy name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, good evening and great day to all of you that are on Blog Talk Radio tonight. I'm elated to once again share the word on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm excited about what God is doing in the earth, what God is doing with myself, and I'm sure with all of you that are listening. Tonight we're going to talk about God's glory and how he sustains us in the midst of it all. We're going to be coming from the scripture. First of all, the first scripture is going to be, actually we're going to do the chapter, is going to be Psalms 24, 1 through 10. Again, thank you all for listening, and let's enjoy the word of the Lord. And verse 1 reads, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein." Verse 2, "For he hath founded upon the seas, and established it upon the floods." Verse 3, "Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? For he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lived unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob." Selah. So this is saying that this is the generation that seeks the Lord, and we want to be seekers of God. In Matthew, the scripture says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you." So we're now, hopefully, well, myself, I've put myself in a situation now to where I'm not really asking God for things, but I'm spending time in relationship with him, and I'm seeking him because the scripture says that he knows what we need before we ask. So I'm spending time in his presence. And this scripture right here, this particular verse says, "This is the generation of them that seek him." See, we have to seek the Lord and seek his glory. "That seek thy face, O Jacob." So when we seek the Lord, like I said, the scripture says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you," be added unto myself. It will be added unto us. So we may want to get into a habit of just seeking the Lord, loving on the Lord, spending time in his presence, reading the word, meditating on the word. All of these things set us up to be in the presence of the Lord. And we know that in his presence is fullness of joy. Verse 9, where I've been trying to get to, says, that's talking about the glory of the Lord. Very familiar scripture. But the scripture says, we got to go back to 7. Yes. 6 was, "This is the generation that seek him." 7, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Who is the glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. So first the scripture says to lift up your heads, O ye gates, referring to us, referring to those that are saved and those that are in the kingdom of God, those that are those of us that are Christians. It's saying to do what? Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. And it says when we do that, when we worship and we lift up ourselves unto him, when we worship the Lord, it says that the King of glory shall do what? Shall come in. Verse 8 says, who is this King of glory? So it asks the question, who are we worshiping? Who are we lifting up? The scripture says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So who are we lifting up? Who are we worshiping? And the answer is the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord who is mighty in battle. So this tells us who God is and what he's capable of doing, and the fact that he is strong and that he is mighty, and the Lord is mighty in battle. So any battle that you may come, may be faced with, guess what? The Lord is mighty in your battle. Yes, especially when we hand it to the Lord, when we turn it over to the Lord, he is mighty. And verse 9 says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Again, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. So the scripture, the verses repeat themselves. And verse 10 says, who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory, Selah. So in other words, the scripture is telling us who we're going to seek, telling him who we're going to telling us who we're going to lift up. We're going to praise and magnify the Lord, because in the presence of the Lord, there's safety. In the presence of the Lord, there's peace. In the presence of the Lord, there's healing. In the presence of the Lord is anything that you need. In the presence of the Lord, we can obtain the promises that God has given us in his word. The promises that are yes and amen. The promises of God are what his word says. Time and time again, as we read the scripture, it tells us the things that God will do for us. So we want to be mindful of the fact that when we lift him up, these are some things that are going to follow us, some things that are going to show up immediately, because the scripture says he hastens to his word to do what? The angels hasten to his word to perform it. So once it goes out of your mouth, this is good. Once it goes out of your mouth and into the atmosphere, the angels hasten to perform his word. God shows up quickly. He shows up, in the matter. We can't even really blink our eye, and God is able to be there in the midst of the glory of God, be there in the midst of us lifting him up, be there in the midst of him being the King of the Lord. Now, a little background about glory. The Hebrew word for glory is kabod. And kabod refers to the weightiness of God. I love it. It refers to the weightiness of God. I like that. The weightiness of him. In other words, God is heavy. Glory. He's heavy. What he has is good. It's heavy, okay? And then also the Greek word for glory is doza, okay? And doza meaning splendor, brightness, magnificence. It means excellence, which is basically who God is in his attributes, his virtues, his character, his nature, and his perfection. So who wouldn't want to serve a God that is able to be this splendor, able to be magnificent and excellent in who he is, in his attributes, in his virtues, in his character, in his nature, and imperfection. So anyone who experiences, is sort of like when Moses went up and the burning bush and God showed himself to Moses. What was actually going on right there is Moses was experiencing a visitation of God's glory. And when he experienced it, he was almost blinded. He was blinded by the brightness, by his excellency. He was blinded by his virtue and his nature, his magnificence, his elegance, his splendor, the brightness of who God is. And we as believers, those are some things that we should be experiencing right now within ourselves. These are things that people should experience in their churches. These are things that people should experience when they read and meditate on the word of God, when they pray. Scripture says, when you pray, what do? First of all, you say, thy kingdom come, and you begin to talk about the kingdom of God and who God is and the kingdom coming down on the earth inside of us, coming down and being able to give us the things that we need, present himself to us, his very presence, his very light. I just love it when I talk about the Lord and his virtue and his character. And so people are transformed by the glory. And the only way that you can be transformed by the glory is you have to receive a revelation from God and bring his glory into the natural dimension. Is anybody hearing me? You have to receive a revelation of who God is, who he is in the beginning. You have to start in the beginning and know who God is. In the beginning was the word, and the word was what? It was God. So anytime we read God's word and we hear or meditate, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So when we hear and meditate on the word of come lesser, in other words, we begin to see his magnificence. And no longer is our problem in front of us. I didn't actually say that the problem went away, but there's a place in God, a presence in God, to where your problems can seem simple. They can be, they can mean nothing to you when you get into the presence of God. That's why you, when you get into the presence of God, things begin to happen. All over the world, we know that the glory of God is being manifested. And what I love about him is he just doesn't manifest in one church. That's why a lot of times when people are ministering or pastors or prophets, evangelists, teachers, when they're ministering the word of God, a lot of times you'll hear one sermon on this day, and then you'll hear another person preach on the next day and the next day, and everybody can be possibly talking about the same thing, talking about how big God is, or that's talking true. On the subject or whatever is there for them to talk on. That's how big God is. This is nothing that people plan. This is just the power of God, the glory of God. You can call someone up and ask them, you know, what did your pastor preach on Sunday morning? And they can tell you what their pastor preached, and you can say, my pastor preached the same thing. It's mm-hmm. just God's glory. It's just his power. It's him manifesting all over the world, all over creation, because he's just that big. He's just that good. He's just that kind to us. God is kind to us, and he is excited, and he wants to know. He wants to let us know that he's interested in what's going on in our lives. He's big enough to be interested in my life, to be interested in your life, to be concerned or have concerns about someone else's life, and someone over in Mexico, somebody over across the world, someone in Africa, someone in Philadelphia, someone in D.C., somebody in North Carolina, in West Virginia, someone in Atlanta. God is just that big that he can see about all of us at the same time. And you know that's a mighty God. And when he shows up, he shows us his power. He shows us his glory. He shows us what we can have in his presence, what is there for us. And like I said, faith comes by hearing. The more you hear the word of the Lord, the more your faith should rise, because everybody's been dealt a measure of faith. But your faith can be increased by you exercising it. And when you exercise your faith and put the word of the Lord out there, then what you say will be what you have. I know a lot of people say, I don't like that name it and claim it stuff, but it's the word of God. The word of God says that you can say, and the word of God says you can call those things that be not as though they are. That's the glory of God. That's his presence. That's who he is to us. So that's why I love the fact that God is everywhere, present everywhere, and he's doing things all over the earth. And that is what makes him a good God and why people can experience the power of God. So what I said before is the glory has to be received as a revelation. And revelation is all revelation is a revealing of Christ. See, my revelation won't get you healed, but your revelation of the word of God will cause you to be healed. Listen, my revelation is for me, but your revelation is for you. Now, when the word is shared, you get revelation of the word of God, and God downloads those things in your spirit man. And so when something happens, what actually happened doesn't come out of your mouth, but what comes out of your mouth is, by his stripes I'm healed. What comes out of your mouth is, he said that I'd be above and not beneath. What comes out of your mouth is the word of God, and you begin to say that word out of your mouth. And like I said, as you say the word out of your mouth, the angels hasten to perform God's word. See, in God's glory, sickness and disease has no place in God's glory. That's good. Cancer, MS, Crohn's disease, kidney failure, heart disease, none of those have place in the glory of God. All of those things have to bow to the name of Jesus and have to bow to the glory of God. Now, it's true that God's presence is everywhere, but only certain atmospheres merit God's manifest presence. Now, in other words, what I'm saying is, if someone is praising him over here and somebody is over here saying that, you know, they're thinking and they're having anxiety and they're worried about, they may have got a bad report from the doctor, and they're sitting over and they're worried about what's going on. Listen, the manifestation of God is in the presence of the person that's worshiping him, in the presence of the person that's thanking him, rejoicing in him. Because the more you praise him, guess what? The more God shows up. Yes, the more you praise him, the more God show up. So everywhere, even though he's everywhere, only certain atmospheres merit God's manifest presence. And what gives us access to the manifestation of the glory is his revelation, like I said, and not mere head knowledge or reason. You can't reason things out. You have to actually have the revelation, the revealing of Christ, the who he is, who he said he would be. He said, I will be Jehovah Jireh. I will be your healer. He said, I will be Jehovah Shalom. I'll be your peace in the midst of any storm. God says, I'll be the peace in the thickening of the storm. When things get heavy, when things get thick in our lives, which we do from everyday life, things begin to happen. And sometimes things can overwhelm us. But God says, I'm Jehovah Shalom. I'm the peace. The glory of Shalom is now present in your life to diminish those things that are happening around you. Hallelujah. To diminish those things that are happening around you. So it's the revealing of God. God's glory must be captured, received, and reckoned through the revelation of the Spirit. Yes, yes. The scripture in Romans says, hey, it says, do not walk in the spirit to fulfill the, do not walk in the flesh. You don't want to fulfill the lust of the flesh, but you want to live in the spirit of God. You want to, and I'm not talking about walking around being spooky. I'm talking about in the spirit of God, just very revelation in his word, in his content, in what the scripture unfolds to us on a daily basis. That's why it's good to have devotion in the morning time. I'm talking about the glory of God. Hallelujah. God will visit us with his glory beyond the revelation that we have. There again, I'm talking about the revelation. You can't believe for healing unless you know God is a healer. You can't believe for deliverance unless you know that God is a deliverer. And you have to know that either by experiencing it or either by understanding what God's word says. See, sometimes we don't experience things if we don't understand or we don't take on the very word of God, the very knowledge of who he is. Hallelujah. Okay? So also, there are many who are unable to continue in the supernatural because they lack their own personal, again, revelation of God. Now, Job 42:5 says, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eyes have seen. How many of you know before we had heard, we heard of Christ through our parents when we were younger, through the preachers, through those that are, that were actually men and women of God, and those that have been healed through the process of knowing God. We've heard of God, but Job says that I heard of it. He says, but now my eyes have seen it. So when you see it, when you grasp hold of the glory of God, the very presence, the weightiness of who he is, when you grasp hold of those things, then you'll begin to say, I know him as a healer. I know him as a deliverer. I know he made a way out of no way. I know he fixed that situation. I know he went before me, and he's behind me all the days of my life. His goodness and his mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's when we can begin to talk about his goodness, to witness about the truth of God, the knowledge of God, the word of God. You begin to witness, and sometimes people are overtaken by the witness, or their faith rises up when you begin to tell them what God's done for them. When you begin for you, when you begin to tell them how God delivered and healed you of cancer and set you free and delivered you when your mind was racked with anger and different things, God said what? God came and he elevated, I mean, he eradicated the things in the mind. And he began to cause the mind to be at peace. He said, peace be still. And when he spoke the peace to the disciples, what happened? The storm stopped. The raging winds stopped. Everything had to take a back seat to God speaking his word out of his mouth and causing it to manifest in the earth. Amen?
Amen.
So
Amen.
Let's go to Psalm 1. I hope I'm not going too fast.
Psalm 1,
and I'm going to do verses 1 through 6. Now, this is the Message Bible. This is the Message translation. Those of you that just stay in the King James version, the King James version of the Bible, need to venture out and look at some of the other translations, because they sometimes give you more clarity, like the Amplified. What does it do? The Amplified Bible amplifies the Word of God. It becomes brighter. It becomes to the point to where you understand it, okay? So this is Psalms 1, 1 through 6 in the Message translation. And this is what it says. Now, I'm talking about the steadfastness, where God keeps us, where he keeps us at all times after the glory. And when the glory comes, then God wants to maintain and he wants to keep us. Psalms 1, 1 through 6, it says, how well God must like you. You don't walk in the ruts of those blind as that. You don't stand with the good for nothing. You don't take your seat among the know-it-all. And this is the word of the Lord, you all. In verse 2 to 3, it says, instead, you thrill to God's word. In other words, God's word excites you to the point that you're thrilled about it, because you've seen it walk. You've seen it manifest in your life. So you thrill to God's word. You chew on scripture day and night. Meditate on the word. Joshua 1 and 8 says, day and night, when we meditate on the word, that he will cause us to walk straight before him. He'll show us the plan that he has for us. Glory to God. So it says you don't stand with good for nothing. You don't take your seat amongst the know-it-all. Instead, you thrill to God's word. You chew on the scripture day and night. That's powerful right there. Because in the morning you can get up, or you can hear a word from the pastor, or you can hear a word from someone that's ministering. And you can even hear a word over the phone talking to your friends. Yes. Yes, you can hear a word talking to your friends. And when you hear that word, that word can come up in you days after, months after. That seed that was sown down in your spirit will begin to blossom, and those words will come up out of you. And you'll begin to speak those words instead of talking about agony and defeat. You'll begin to speak who God is. So when you chew on the word of God is so awesome day and night. As you chew on it, it says you're a tree replanted in Eden, bearing fresh fruit every month. Listen, never dropping a leaf, always in blossom. Again, this is the Message translation, Psalms 1, 1 through 6. So verse 4 through 5, it says, you're not at all like the wicked, who are mere wind-blown dust. Wind-blown dust. Without defense in court, unfit company for innocent people. This is what it's saying. This is what we're not like. Because why? Because we listen. We chew on the word of God. We're thrilled by what we see on the page. We're thrilled by what we read in the word. We're thrilled by what we hear from someone. And then verse 6 says, God charts the road you take. My goodness. Did you hear that? God charts the road that you take. Glory to God. So the road that you take is of God. If you're walking in the plan, in the things of God that God has put out there, and the road that others take that are not dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, that are not saved, that are not calling on the name of the Lord, then it says that road leads to nowhere. God's glory, guess what, is bigger than your last experience of him. My goodness. I remember growing up, and as I was growing up after I got saved, I remember that people used to talk about different things concerning the word of God and just concerning Christianity and then other things after that. But I had such a thirst, such a hunger for God that I said, God, I want to know you not as my mom and dad knew you, even though they knew. I want to know you, God, for myself. I want to be able to know you that people need help. The word that comes forth, the word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces even the dividing asunder of soul and of spirit. It's able to pierce the things that are happening to us. Yes, I said, I want to know you, God, and I don't want to be, I said, I don't want to put you in a box to where I only can see you through the things that someone else has received from you. But God, I want to know you to the point where I can look back to say, I know him as a healer. I know him as a deliverer. And you know what? God began to manifest himself in my life, and I began to taste and see that the Lord is good. And the more you taste and see that the Lord is good, the more you know you can't do without him. The more you know that you cannot do without him. This is another particular scripture which I did not give post on the site on Blog Radio, however they post it. But this one is Isaiah 35:5-6. And I'm going to get ready to wrap it up here in just a little bit. But the scripture says in Isaiah 35:5-6, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break forth, and streams in the desert. If you want to be kept and sustained by the power of God, if you want to be kept, God will keep you. He will strengthen you, uphold you with his right hand of righteousness. He'll remove fear far from you. Place your feet on a solid rock. He will sustain you in the midst of anything that's going on. His glory is revealed, and after the glory, here comes him. He sustains us. He sustains us in our everyday life. One time I did a study on palm trees, and I realized that when I studied palm trees, there are 2,500 species of palm trees. Some grow up to 20 to 30 feet tall. Some 2 to 3 feet they grow every year. Some of the trunks of a palm tree grow from a half an inch up to 4 feet in diameter, okay? But what I liked was the fact that the wax palm tree is the largest in the world, which grows up to 200 feet tall, and it dates back to 80 million years. Wow. Although palms may look delicate, they are actually stronger than your average tree. Palm trees have evolved to withstand winds up to 145 miles per hour. Even hurricanes that uproot other trees and destroy buildings, and they leave the palm trees unsnatched. My goodness. What am I saying about palm trees? Have you ever looked out in the midst of a storm or seen on TV where you see the palm trees? They'll bend in the wind, and they'll almost hit the ground, and they'll keep swaying back and forth in the midst of the storm and everything that's going on for hours as the storm blows through. Sometimes the storms that blow through in our life, guess what? God has sustained us like a palm tree. You can get knocked around, or you can be depressed or oppressed in the midst of the storm. God's saying when the storm is over, you will be unsnatched. Glory to God. Sometimes it feels like you're going through just like a palm tree. Sometimes the storms that we go through, it may seem like 145 miles an hour. It may seem that things are being, in your mind, you're being bombarded with things that you need to do, things that you haven't done, things that you did and made the wrong decision. Sometimes those things are weighing high around those, just like the tornadoes and the very high winds. Even in Florida, you'll see those palm trees practically bend from side to side with the leaves, and the leaves are actually called the fronds. In some instances, almost almost, you know, they touch the ground depending on the size. But you'll see them waving around in the you'll see them waving around as the winds come. And I know that some of us have felt like that, or if you haven't, you may. But that's the time to go to the presence of God, to go and in the midst of all of that storm, the palm tree knows that when the storm is over, they're going to be, it's going to be unsnatched. It's going to remain standing when everything else around you has come down. Everything else around you has been touched. God is saying tonight that in the midst of whatever you may go through, I will sustain you because of who I am in your life, because the knowledge and the revelation that you have of me. I will sustain you in the midst of the winds and the storms, and the glory of God shall be revealed all the days of our life. God is just that good that in his presence, we can't even fathom what all God wants us to have. You can't even think about the power of God and what he wants to actually show up in your life when you spend time with him, when you spend time in his presence, when you hear the word of the Lord and you act on that word as if God is speaking directly to you. That's when we have to, he is concerned about how we feel, but he doesn't want us going around talking about how bad it is. I've gotten old and these things are happening to me. No, start talking about the presence of the Lord and about how good God is. And the more you talk, I tell people all the time, what you spoke on yesterday is an indication of what you have on today. So if you want to change your tomorrow, you begin to talk about God's glory. You begin to speak God's word out of your mouth to the point where you know that you know. The scripture says that his word will not return void, but it's set out to perform everything that God said it was set out to perform. So God's glory, him sustaining us through it all, is the word of the Lord that I have for you tonight. And if anyone has any questions, concerns, comments, you can do so at this time. And I'm going to turn it back over to your host, Mr. John Clay and Dr. Suzanne.
All right. Praise God. Praise God. We thank you so much for your message and teaching this evening, Pastor Arnold. One of the things before you make your comments, I'd like to say that she took the time out of her job. She was actually working. And she took time to come forth to share with you and I a word of God. So that is a woman who has a passion for people and a passion for the word of God. The mic's open.
Yes, I'd like to comment. I thought it was a very good a word that was administered today on behalf of the Lord. But anyway, anything can relate. Talking about a palm tree and the correlation as to how it deals with triumph and disaster. And of course, it doesn't really necessarily deal with disaster. It's been around for thousands of years. But imagine, you know, particularly Florida, they have those winds that come in at 140 miles an hour, and the average tree is going down. And but you don't typically hear of palm trees, you know, falling. You know, they sustain themselves, and even in California, where palm trees are very prevalent, they are also very prevalent that have earthquakes and that is those storms and tribulations are very challenging, but those palm trees, they help them they hold themselves up. We as people of children of God, we also are still faced with illnesses, various challenges, could be financial or whatever the case might be. it's different for everybody. It could be a health issue. And I thought that the service, the Bible study was very, very good, and I could very much relate to. And keep me in prayer. Thank you.
I sure will. Thank you. Thank you.
Is there another? Is there another comment? Blog Talk Radio, your mics are open as well. You have a comment? You have a number online. Two people online. Any comments?
This is Minister Edmund, Long Island, New York. This was great. I'm glad I came to this Bible study. Pastor, you brought it. You brought this word, the revealing of God's glory. My God. And when you put the palm tree in there, when we get intimate with God, when we be in his presence like you were talking about, no matter what comes, we get renewed every day. We get renewed every minute. And when the winds blow, that palm tree, it might bend over a little bit because it might bend over a lot. But the strength that God gives us, which is in us, which he is, which his word is, it, his word, I'm not going to say it, he makes us to be able to go through and do the things that we need to do and witness and all that that comes along with it. But I love it when you said revealing of his glory. We are his glory. He is our glory. And when we're in the earth and we're shining bright, his glory is shining bright through us. Pastor, I'm going to go back and listen to this. This was great. I'm glad I came home. I'm glad I came in.
Thank you so much.
This was great. I got to hear you again. So I'm going to go back to the recording.
I would like to say that Miss Donita has done something that I haven't heard many ministers and pastors do. That is, give the translation of certain words to understand the glory of God. Instead of interpreting where individuals can read the very same passages and have many different interpretations. So when you break it down, your translation becomes one in Christ. And I think there's very powerful meanings in those, and I think it's a very good job of her. And my name is James DeWitt, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I also enjoyed the word that you brought this evening, and that palm tree is a powerful example of how we are and how resilient we can be in the Lord. You know, I think that as the storms come, we get stronger and stronger because we're trusting him. It's only through those adversities that we grow in the Lord, and we realize that we can trust him. Even in, if nothing ever changes, we can still trust him. The storm will come and blow and blow and blow and blow, but what do? We just stay anchored in him, and we're able to make it through. So I do love that illustration. That's a powerful illustration of how we are in the Lord and can be if we take him at his word and get the word in us. It's down in us. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Sean Wilburn from Princeton. I almost missed if I had dialysis today, but what I did get was fire. Every time I hear you, it's always fire. So you just keep on pushing. God bless.
Thank you.
Yes,
this is Dr. Suzanne. I enjoyed your illustration as well. In 2019, we had a huge tree fall on our house,
And it, I mean, it was so bad that the whole house had to be re-sided. The back of the house had to be, had to get a whole new roof. The back of the house was just, I mean, it was just absolute mess. But when you mentioned that, I thought about that tree, that I cannot be like that tree, that it looked like it was strong. But when those winds came, even though I'm talking about this tree needed to get a lift, to lift the tree over the house, because the house, it was wedged between the roof, the broken roof, and the chimney. And so the truck to lift it up, they couldn't even cut it down, cut it in pieces or anything. And that's one of those trees that you would think is so old that it's nothing's going to happen, that it wouldn't blow over, that it'd be able to withstand the rain, the wind, but it couldn't. And to be, to withstand the trials of life, to just live, you got to be more, it's got to be more than what you look like. You know, it's not more than what you look like. It's about what you're made of and what the Lord is in, what you've taken in you. So if that's the type of tree it is. So both of them can look, have big trunks and look like they're healthy and sustainable, that they can sustain anything. But that palm tree bends but doesn't break. Just like we're supposed to do. We're supposed to move with the Spirit. Move with the Spirit and bend, but don't break. Our response to that wind, our response to the trial, is to bend, but don't break. And that was such a powerful illustration. Thank you for sharing.
Amen. I heard also, too, about this palm tree. I've heard some teaching before about the palm tree. Also, it says when the storm comes, it lifts itself, gets stronger. It goes down even deeper as the storm comes against it. That's why you're able to see them come back after the storm. They come right back up and stand up again. So they have a strong root system, which tells me we need to be rooted and grounded in God's word. Mm-hmm. Get that deeper, you know, relationship, and that we are able to bounce back, mm-hmm. regardless of what the situation is as well. Amen.
That's good.
Again, a wonderful word. Wonderful.
Do we have anyone else? We don't want to leave anyone else out. You have a comment? And then all great comments.
I just want to say one more thing. Dr. Suzanne, that was good, because people can look strong. When the cares of life come, they reach it. That was good. That big old tree that you all had in your yard, and it fell. Oh, my God. There's so many of them. Big. But we thank God that it's not just around us. You have to have the word in us and not you.
Mm-hmm.
This was great, Dr. Arnold. Oh, Pastor Arnold. This was great. We love it.
Thank
love
you
it.
All.
We love it. This is great.
Oh, thank you all. I appreciate all the comments and everything, but I do give glory to God, of course,
Amen.
The word of the Lord that comes forth.
Amen. Pastor Arnold, we're going to come to a close, and again, we do thank you for taking time, even during your work day, to come forth. I believe that all ears were blessed by the message. Pray that God will continue to bless you as you move forward with God's purpose and wherever you go.
Thank you.
As we come to a close, Would you like to give an invitation and a closing prayer? Invitation to Christ and our closing prayer.
Okay, there may be some of you on the line tonight that do not know the Lord and save as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you can do so very easily by the scripture says in Romans 10:9 that if you first confess yourself, confess that you believe in the Lord thy God and that he has raised his son from the dead. The scripture says when you confess it out of your mouth, it says that you can be saved. You are saved. You will be saved. So if there's anyone here tonight that desires to know the Lord in a more powerful way, or it may be even someone that wants to recommit themselves unto the Lord, we can do so at this time. Is there anyone? Okay. So you want me to go ahead and pray?
Yes, you can close out of prayer.
Okay. So, Lord, we thank you tonight for the word of the Lord that came forth. We thank you, Lord, that you care about us to the point to where you give us what we need. Your word shows out. Your word comes to pass. And, God, just as whatever we need, you're able to supply that need, supply that word for us, so that from here tonight, days to come, that we can revert back to the word and we can meditate on that word. We can speak the word out of our life, out of our mouth. God, we know that those things shall come to pass. Now, we know you as Jehovah Jireh, as God our provider. We know you, Father, as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So tonight I pray for those that need healing in their bodies. I speak the word of the Lord. Scripture says you sent your word and healed us and delivered us from destruction. So right now I send the word of the Lord wherever you are, in your home, laying in your bed. It doesn't matter where you are. I send that word to you right now, and I pray that you be healed. Those that have problems walking, I speak the word of the Lord, and I say through the word, Jehovah Rapha, the word of God.
Yes.
As we speak the word, we call you healed tonight. I called you delivered. I pray that you'll be able to walk. You'll be able to walk without assistance. I pray for those that have severe migraine headaches. I pray tonight that those headaches, God, right now are removed, and that they'll suffer those headaches no more in their lifetime. I pray for those, Father, that may be going through cancer and other diseases that are not even known unto man. I thank you that the word of God and Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, that those things are eradicated and removed right now in your body. I give you glory and I give you praise. I thank you tonight for everyone that has listened to the word of the Lord. And I pray a supernatural blessing on your life, on your household, on your mind, on your finances. And I pray that God will raise you up to be a witness unto him in days to come. We thank you. I thank you for this Blog Talk Radio. I pray for those that are over the Blog Talk. I pray that, Lord, that you'll begin, the Blog Talk Radio will begin to expand on Zoom in different areas of social media, that it'll be able to expand and they will have the know-how and able to take this thing, this engine, to another site or to others, God, that it will move around the world and many will know Blog Talk Radio. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you so much. Remember, we love you for God.
Thank you.
Amen.
Alone again in a crowded room, cornered by the questions in my mind. It's so hard to understand how a life that I had planned.
Thank you so much, Pastor Arnold.
I can look beyond the